Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Drivers of cars manufactured after 2026. That's my understanding of the news that you've got to share. It's getting pretty crazy in the United States as far as the police state is
concerned.
Government's
going to assume you're a drunk driver.
Yeah, and you're going to have to prove that you're not in order to start the car. So we'll tell you about that coming up here. But first, Bonnie, you've got a story we've been teasing throughout the show tonight about psilocybin. And for listeners that don't know, that's the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms. It's an entheogen, meaning the god within. And there's been a lot more attention in recent years, specifically the last two decades, roughly, more so in the last 10 or 15 years, looking at things like entheogens, like LSD or psilocybin, peyote, DMT. These are things that have been previously called psychedelics, but the newer, more with it terminology is entheogen. And so there's been a big study. Now, there have been smaller studies that have been done to this point, looking at the use of these drugs when it comes to things like PTSD. Which, of course, pretty serious, especially when it comes to people that have been in the military and, been involved in killings and bombings and things like that. Other people in, various different traumatic circumstances. So looking at PTSD, looking at drug addiction, that these drugs that have been prohibited for so many decades in the United States actually might be really good at helping people solve their problems.
Yeah, and the thing about it is the government shouldn't even have the ability, any type of power to schedule it, because it's not something that was created by man. It's just plants and fungi.
And when you say schedule it, you're referring to the federal government's schedule of substances, on which Schedule 1 includes things like marijuana and heroin, which, according to the government, according to the federal government, Schedule 1 substances have no recognized medical use, which, of course, completely ignores the fact that cannabis has been available in more than, 36 states or something like that for medical use for
decade. They have no federally recognized medical use.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The federal government will not recognize the medical usage of this medicine.
And it's kind of funny because it's not even government, because state governments certainly recognize it, and certainly other countries' governments recognize it.
Yeah.
So,
well, this from STAT, their health, I guess it's called STAT Health. Largest psilocybin trial finds the psychedelic is effective in treating serious depression. Eagerly awaited results of the largest ever study of psilocybin were announced Tuesday, with Compass Pathways revealing that the psychedelic drug was highly efficacious as a therapy for treatment-resistant depression. Still, the company's stock price dropped.
Treatment-resistant depression. So not just depression, but depression that is so bad that it absolutely cannot be dealt with by the standard depression treatments, but then they bring in psilocybin and it works.
Yep.
So this is the worst kind of depression.
Still, the company, so Compass Pathways, the company's stock price dropped 16.4% by the close of trading, perhaps because of safety concerns among investors. Wow.
Wait, what?
I guess investors were like, what, you guys are...
Why would it go down if you have success?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just the stigma. There's a huge stigma. For one thing, it's calling things like psilocybin or peyote or ayahuasca, calling those things drugs, there's a stigma with that.
Mm-hmm,
it's not man-made. It's not the same thing as heroin. It's just something, it's a plant that has been growing on this earth since before me and you were born.
And people have been using it for thousands of years for various different medicinal and or, you know, religious ceremonial uses.
And it's estimated that everyone's ancestors have had, you know, have had personal relationships with these plants and fungi.
So. Yeah, whether it's everyone's, you know, there's a good chance that somebody in the past has done this. A lot of people probably have.
The Phase 2B study is the largest randomized, controlled, double-blind trial of psilocybin, the psychedelic compound in magic mushrooms. The company said it found that patients who were given the highest dose, 25 milligrams, had a significant decrease in depressive symptoms compared to those given 1 milligram, which is such a low dose it functions as a placebo. Overall, which is weird, why wouldn't they just give you none for the placebo? But
well, there probably was also a placebo.
No.
The control group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Overall, 29.1% of patients in the highest dose group were in remission 3 weeks after treatment, compared to 7.6 of those in the control group, and more than a quarter of the patients in the
29% of them were in remission, meaning depression had gone away. Right? That's what remission is when we're talking
in
about
the highest
depression.
Dose group, the 25 yeah. milligrams.
Well, and 25 milligrams isn't even a whole lot. I'm going to have to convert that here. Give me a moment. You can continue, but
it says more than a quarter of the patients in the 25 milligram arm were still in remission 3 months after treatment.
Yeah, so your typical dose of, like, your typical recreational dose of mushrooms. Now, they're not being given mushrooms, just to be clear. They're being given straight up psilocybin. So it's really not fair to do this comparison at all. But 25 milligrams is like a fraction of an ounce, right? Like, it's a very small, it's like 0.00088 ounces. So, but then again, it's not fair to really compare that.
Is this a situation where you take the drug and then it goes away and you can stop taking it, or is it something where you're like you're continuing to take it?
As I understand it, and your story may address this, Bonnie. I don't know. I haven't read it, but as I understand it from the previous studies that have been done, which again are smaller sample sizes than this one, the people who take just one dose and it's usually in a therapeutic setting, so they're not just taking a dose of mushrooms and going to a party or something like that. They're in a setting with a therapist and they're discussing whatever, you know, their issues are, that they take this one dose and it's a permanent change.
And the reason for that is
interesting.
It helps create new neural pathways in your brain.
Okay.
Instead of something.
So it's like your brain is able to address things in a different way that it has never done before.
Yep. Basically. Like Paul Stamets, he's a huge person who advocates for using psilocybin. And he's just like, he's a mycologist. He studies mushrooms in general. He's like, he thinks everybody should take all kinds of mushrooms, not just psilocybin. Anyways, he's got himself to stop stuttering using mushrooms. Because he just took a crazy high dose and went up in a tree during a lightning storm and kept telling
his
brain.
That doesn't sound like a good plan.
He kept telling his brain. Telling himself, stop stuttering, stop stuttering. And he just did that for like hours, and then he climbed out, never stuttered again.
That's amazing. It's not impossible for people to do this, right? Like John Stossel stopped stuttering. Now, I don't know if mushrooms had anything to do with it, but he used to be a stutterer, and he is not anymore. Like, he was able to think himself out of it, basically.
Nice. I didn't know that about him. Well, those who received... So, the ones who received the highest dose, is what I was saying, was the ones who received the highest dose 3 weeks after were in remission, but more than 25% were still in remission 3 months later. So, only around 4% weren't.
Okay, so 25% 3 months later, you know, to not have their symptoms of depression is pretty significant. So, even if it was that it was temporary as far as how long it lasts. Mm. And obviously, every individual is different. So maybe for some people it's permanent. Maybe for some people, you know, they need another dose in another 6 months or something like that. I mean, that's still not bad, right? Like, if you're going
I actually would have assumed that you would have to have kept taking it, to be honest. That's usually how that kind of thing is.
With standard medication, they want you on it every single day.
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Like, so is this like a permanent fix, or is it...
If you can cut back from doing a daily, you know, pill from Pfizer or Moderna or whatever, and go back to do like once a month or once every 6 months, you know, quick trip, psychedelic journey, then, you know, and have your depression problem solved, that's incredible. We'll continue.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
PTSD. No, sorry, not PTSD. It was depression.
Yes.
Although they have been looked at for PTSD, and they're helpful there, too. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're doing a BitBox giveaway. What is the BitBox? It is a 100% open-source hardware wallet for your cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Ethereum as well. You can go to box.freetalklive.com to learn more about the BitBox and get 5% off by using code FTL when you place your order. You can also enter our giveaway. We're giving one away here on Free Talk Live, and all you have to do is follow these instructions. So first, subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. And maybe you're already subscribed, in which case you've already done that step. Then take a screenshot of your subscription, you know, some part of the screen that shows that you're subscribed, and send it to Aria via our social media server, which you can find over at social.freetalklive.com. So if you're not over on our social media server yet, you do need to have an account set up over there, and then just tag Aria in a post of your screenshot.
And you'll immediately follow Aria so you know which account is her.
Correct. I think it's at Aria, if I recall correctly, but you can go check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. We'll choose a random winner on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live, our internet-only after show. But again, go to video.freetalklive.com and grab your screenshot of your subscription to our channel and post it, tag Aria at social.freetalklive.com. And again, you can just go to box.freetalklive.com to get your own anytime you want with code FTL to get 5% off. Again, this hardware wallet is special because it is completely open source and very, very cool. Neat design. Bonnie, you've used it. It was pretty easy, right?
Easy and cute. I like it.
And it was your first time using any kind of hardware wallet.
Yep.
Right. So we go on here. More from your story in just a moment, Bonnie, but we do have Drake on the line calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Drake.
Ian, Bonnie, Chris, you got me?
Hey, yeah. We got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I called last Friday to talk to you guys about a relationship advice philosophy question, and I wanted to say, Bonnie, I think your advice worked because I'm picking her up now, and we're going out on the town, so I wanted to say thank you.
Wow, awesome. What did you do differently?
I took your advice. It's kind of something I was thinking about, being like an open tab in her mind, and, you know, it's just so easy these days to share something silly or funny on social media, you know. Texting is kind of too direct, but, yeah, that's kind of what my game plan was, so thanks.
Well, congratulations.
So hold on. You just want to make sure I'm clear on what happened. Last week you called in. There's a girl you've been interested in dating. She's just been kind of like a friend of yours, but she herself has sort of crossed the touch barrier. You mentioned that she like held your hand while you were walking her home from a recent hangout or whatever. And so Bonnie and I were, you know, our thought was, well, why don't you just ask the girl out? I mean, you know, what are you waiting for here? And we encourage you to do it quickly. Are you saying you didn't directly ask her out? You just posted something on social media? I'm not clear on what you're saying.
Oh, no, just being, like Bonnie said, being an open tab, communicating, you know. We hung out last weekend, and I asked her to go to this concert, so.
And that's where you're going tonight.
Nice. Yep.
Okay, nice. So you did ask her in person. You did, you know, transmit that message directly.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the way to do it, right? Like, you don't want to just, like, post on social media and hope that somebody sees it or whatever. Well, congrats. And did she say, oh, is this a date? Like, is it really clear that like, this is an actual date?
Maybe I'll call back next week and let you know. Official, right?
All right, so you're in Colorado. Do you want to tell us, like, what part of Colorado you're in?
The Denver area, and then I had a question for you. Where can I go, or do you know what radio stations Free Talk Live is on out here, if any?
We're not in the Denver area.
What's the one in Cortez?
Yeah,
I know it's way
Cortez,
far away.
Which is nowhere near where you are. Cortez, we're on KBFC. That's the only station we have in Colorado at this time, unfortunately. So I wish we had more. The thing that listeners can do in any given area if we're not on the air is to contact your local talk radio stations and ask them real nicely to carry some Free Talk Live. So the reason I asked you where you were calling from is, like, you're in Denver. Is this going to be a vaccination-only concert? Are there going to be masks required? Or is this going to be, like, a cool venue where you can actually, like, see the person you're on a date with?
It's kind of hit or miss. It's interesting. You know, I think the different artists kind of have say over it, and mm-hmm. if they don't care, don't say, I think the venue kind of has the say. But I've been to the what they call the Pepsi Center. I think it's a different name now. But it's a big venue downtown. Went to see, like, a country artist, and it was no backs. But you go to, like, Red Rocks, and you're pretty much going to be asked for it. So it just kind of depends.
So you don't know. You're going to show up at this concert tonight, and you have no idea what they're going to require?
This is a $8 concert. It's more of a dive bar than a concert. You know?
Okay. So you should be good to go then.
Yeah, that'll be inspiring.
All right, cool. Well, hey, man, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I had a question. On the psilocybin you guys are talking about, don't SSRIs effectively block psilocybin, or is that, am I mistaken?
I'm not sure about that. I know that if you're on an SSRI, which is an antidepressant, like the typical pill mm-hmm. you would get, I know you can't take ecstasy because your brain would essentially, like, not be able to handle the amount of serotonin being released, something like that, and you could die. So I don't know if you're on an SSRI and you don't, like, wean yourself off of it with a doctor, then it might not be safe to just take some psilocybin, because psilocybin is a natural occurring chemical in a fungus, but I don't know if it can affect you crazily like that. I have no idea. Ask your doctor.
That would be something you definitely would want to ask your doctor that particular question.
I want to say seek legal advice. But seek medical advice.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Drake. Good luck, and glad Bonnie's advice worked for you, man. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you've got a question for Bonnie about whatever, you know, you want some relationship advice, she's welcoming those calls.
Yep, I'm really good at relationship advice, and now I have my first success story.
Nice job. So, 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you were telling us about magic mushrooms, specifically psilocybin, the active ingredient. And I was saying, 25 milligrams, it doesn't sound like a lot. But then I went and I did a little bit more research on it. And actually, yes, according to psychedelictimes.com, in another test, they talked about doing 30 milligrams of psilocybin per 70 kilograms. So that's about 155-pound person. 30 milligrams is considered about a 5-gram dose of mushrooms, and more than an eighth of mushrooms. That's a very strong dose. So 25 milligrams is a strong dose of mushrooms.
Okay.
So that's what they were using in the study that you were talking about. And you're going to continue because there's more here. And where is this published, by the way? What's the
it's called site? Stat, S-T-A-T.
Stat.com?
I can't see it right now. Oh, statnews.com.
Statnews.com. More on the largest ever study on psilocybin used to treat depression. Coming up here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, maybe you've had some amazing experiences with entheogens treating your maladies. This is free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has indicted former President Trump's strategist, Steve Bannon, for contempt of Congress. Bannon is charged with 2 counts of criminal contempt. If convicted, he could face up to 1 year behind bars and a fine of up to $100,000. Bannon declined to provide the January 6th committee with documents and testimony. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows could also be indicted, as he too has failed to appear before the committee. Former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused former President Trump of sexual assault, has now ended her defamation lawsuit against him. Her lawyers say she still stands by the allegations and hasn't received any compensation. Also, a New York judge has granted Trump's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, against the Trump Organization. This is USA Radio News. Lawsuits over the deaths and injuries during last weekend's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston are now starting to pile up. Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody can see what's going on. Everybody can see who was on the ground. Everybody can see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs or it's just this and that, and me saying it's a life.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you got Ian
and Chris
and Bonnie.
Yeah, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind, so feel free to take control of the airwaves here as we continue. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about psychedelics, specifically the psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, and entheogen, as people are calling them recently, that not only can be, you know, a spiritual experience for people, but also can be a really healing experience when it comes to people that have severe depression. In fact, the study that you're telling us about, Bonnie, was actually the largest study of its kind thus far. So they've been getting bigger, and they are studying the specific kind of depression that is completely unable to be treated by the standard methods of treatment. This, you know, people that have really, really bad depression found, 29% of them went into remission.
Yep.
After taking a 25-milligram dose of psilocybin. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts on the matter here. We've got Alu Axelman calling us from New Hampshire. He's the publisher over at LibertyBlock.com. Alu, welcome back to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? So, as you guys may know, I'm, like, totally straight edge. Like, besides for a drink once in a while, I do zero drugs at all, and I have, like, very little interest. But as a voluntarist, I believe they should all be 100% legal, because I don't believe in any laws banning things that don't hurt others, like victimless crimes.
Nice.
What's interesting, I've found over the past few years, a lot of my friends, besides for you guys, a lot of my friends who are the biggest advocates for legalizing all drugs, cannabis, psilocybin, a lot of the hallucinogens, are military people, former spec ops, former big military deployed, active duty stuff, a bunch of Green Beret friends, spec ops comes to mind, a bunch of them had PTSD and depression and anxiety from obviously like being deployed and killing people abroad and stuff and doing horrible atrocities for the government.
That's awesome.
And nothing helped, like therapy and depression meds and SSRIs and stuff, and then they took various programs with therapists. There are psychiatrists who have these hallucinogen programs that take a few weeks or months, and these guys swear by them, and they're like proselytizing for this, saying it cured them, and it's like the greatest thing in the world.
That's awesome that that worked for them.
So you know some of these guys personally?
Yeah, I have a few friends, and they, you know, said that I should tell my friends who have depression to go out there to, like, Colorado or wherever it was, Utah or Colorado, where they have this program. I think it's a psychiatrist or some therapist or doctor who does this. It's therapy, and it's a hallucinogen.
And is this underground? Is the psychiatrist, like, secretly doing this, basically?
I don't know how underground it is or how open it is. I think it's pretty open. I guess it's legal in that state. I think it was Colorado.
Oh, okay. Colorado makes sense.
Denver, they were the first city, I believe, to pass the decriminalization method, but I don't know if all of Colorado, I've not heard anything about the state of Colorado doing that. So if it's in the Denver area, then it is very well possible that that this could be being done, quote unquote, legally, or at the very least in a decriminalized manner, where it was one of those things where they pass an ordinance that says the police will not enforce this, basically.
Yeah, this guy was like a very respectable Green Beret, who's involved in medical stuff now. He runs a lot of operations in hospitals and stuff, so I don't think he would do like super illegal underground. He's not quite as voluntarious as you and I, so I think it was pretty on the up and up.
Obviously it was his experience, but did he tell you, was it one of those things like he took this therapy session and it just changed him in one dose and one session, or did he have to keep going back?
I think he said it was a program that was like a few weeks or a few months, I think. This is a year and a half ago, so I don't remember 100%, but he loved it, and he said him and a bunch of other buddies from former military, like, it totally cured them of PTSD and depression. And now, to be honest, again, I don't know him before, but I know him now, and he's the most calm, sweet, awesome, the opposite of anxious, totally perfect, well-adjusted, like, very sweet person, like, awesome person who everyone loves. So, and he says that he was like a wreck before. PTSD was horrible. He was depressed and had a horrible life before this program. That's why he's out there preaching it. So this is one of the things, as you know, I'm a pessimist, but this is one of the things I'm optimistic about, because a lot of people increasingly, especially military, who, again, politicians have to pretend to love military and veterans, they are, I think, at the forefront of a lot of the drug legalization because of PTSD and depression from being abroad. So I think it's inevitable, as we see throughout the United States, like within 5 years, 10 years, probably that's where I think the direction is going. Every state's going to legalize or decriminalize probably every drug over the next 5 years.
When you get the military, the veterans on board with something, it is inevitable. I mean, whether you like it or not, I mean, I'm a critic of the federal government. I wish these guys never had to go to these situations, never had to be put into harm's way by, you know, these politicians, because ultimately they were just fighting for the glory of these politicians, and it's tragic. But they were, and so they need to get help. But whenever you can get these guys on board with an issue, there's nothing that a city council anywhere in the country can say to them, right? Because they're talking to military veterans, and these guys are basically gods to them. If a military veteran gets in front of a city council and they're looking at, you know, a decriminalization measure, and the veteran says, yep, this helped me solve my PTSD, I mean,
exactly.
That's why you're getting full city councils voting unanimously to do things like decriminalize mushrooms and other natural substances.
Yeah, and Bonnie just reminded me of a really important thing. I think Bonnie mentioned it right before the break, that, you know, serotonin syndrome, and I'm not an expert on it, but pretty much if someone overdoses on a drug that will increase serotonin and stuff, they can eventually get like all the uppers, those symptoms, a fast heart rate, high blood pressure, fever, and eventually seizures and die. So, and again, I don't know if psilocybin interacts with SSRIs or other medications, but us in the medical field, we all are very keenly aware of interactions. We don't know all of them. We rely on, you know, the pharmacists or, you know, Google to help us, but there are interactions, and when people take 5-10 drugs, you never know what interactions are.
Oh, yeah.
Pharmacists know a lot, but they also have certain encyclopedias they use to guide them, but pharmacists obviously know the most about drugs. But here's the thing. Right now it's underground, so we don't know exactly what's what. once they are legalized, your doctor can prescribe you the SSRI and the psilocybin, and he can check the interactions. But until it's legalized, things are so dangerous.
Yeah, the studies are very limited.
As things get more legal, things can be more transparent. Then we can know exactly what ingredients is and what. So she kind of reminded me of interactions, because if you ask any medical person about interactions, they'll be like, yes, it is dangerous stuff, and have people take 5-10 medications. I mean, it is so scary. Some things interact so badly with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and then nobody knows, unless you are a godly pharmacist with, like, a photographic memory. Like, nobody knows all the interactions.
Sure.
With a million drugs, there are too many potential interactions.
Right.
So, but with drugs, like other drugs that are not legal yet, that's one more issue. But once they're legal, at least we have a chance of catching some interactions. So it's one more important reason to legalize them.
You know, Alu, I got to ask, you've mentioned before, and you mentioned it tonight, that you're a pessimist. How is it that you can be so active? Like, you're one of the most active people here, especially on the New Hampshire exit issue, on the freedom, the declaring independence issue. You're a go-getter. You're active. You're energetic. But you describe yourself as a pessimist. How could somebody who self-describes as a pessimist be so interested in the future of freedom? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I think that's a good question. I'll say a few things. When I say I'm pessimist, I don't mean in life. I'm optimistic and pretty happy.
Okay.
I have a great life. But I mean politically, I'm very pessimistic about the potential of freedom in the world and the United States. I'm very optimistic about New Hampshire, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Being around people like you is optimistic no matter what they do to you. Like, they can throw you in jail and you're still optimistic. That encourages me a ton.
Okay, good.
But, like, I'm optimistic about New Hampshire, pessimistic about freedom in the United States or anywhere else in the world. But yeah, overall in life, I'm very happy and optimistic, but it's politically, when I say I'm a pessimist, maybe it's not the right term. But
yeah,
I mean,
that,
like,
makes more sense to me, because when I hear, when somebody describes themselves as a pessimist, I hear somebody who's always angry, who's always negative, and you're not that guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, what?
No, you're right. I am more of an optimist. Yeah,
you see things how they actually are and realize that they're not good, but hope for the best.
Yeah, maybe just to add a couple words, like, I'm a pessimist when it comes to the United States, right? Like, that makes sense, because it's not going to last. It's going to fall.
If you're not a pessimist when it comes to the federal United States, you are just not a realist.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Ollie, what's a fresh headline over at Liberty Block that people see if they go there?
Let me check the Liberty Block. We have a bunch of stuff. The article about Biden's who's in the stands has been read like 50,000 times already, apparently. But let me see what the latest. Oh, I wrote an article with tons of studies, and like 100 different studies with millions of people say that one thing: the United States cannot last together, and everyone is way too divided.
Love it. Ollie, thanks for calling in tonight there from the other side of New Hampshire. It's over in the Manchester Hoopsit area. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. So the number here is 603-283-6160. We got time for you if you want to join us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Don't forget to check out Chris on his show. He does it on Saturdays starting at around 5 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Freedom Decrypted. What is it, Chris? What do you talk about there?
So it's a tech show for liberty-slanted individuals, or prickly people. So basically we talk about tech, and actually we talk about a lot of the same kind of... No, I mean, we talk. This show is way more broad, but we go into
the weeds a little bit.
The weeds a little bit, yeah. On a lot of the same types of liberty kind of technical issues. You know, we talk about crypto a lot and various other
developments, privacy,
like that. Yeah, privacy kind of issues. Usually, often it's bad stuff the government's doing.
Sure. No shortage of that.
End of the day, you know, ultimately what everybody wants to hear about. So
check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com. And you guys are doing video streaming. You're doing audio. Podcast is available later on, so you don't have to watch it live.
Nope.
Freedomdecrypted.com. All right. So we're going to get back into your story, Bonnie, here in just a moment. But we also have Thomas on the line calling from Keene, New Hampshire. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
I guess. Good evening, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure. It's open phones every night here. Go ahead.
I'm calling today. I do have to confess that, unfortunately, as your co-host had predicted, it rained today, so I couldn't conspire to talk. I have to leave for another day. Sad, but I did call today because as a former guest of the government as of last weekend and having spent at least 2 days incarcerated, I'm not familiar if you guys had to go through this yourselves, but there is no books, no papers, no pencils, no crayons being allowed in the jails of the current moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And, what?
Yeah. And I just had about a 10-minute conversation on the jail paper, Keen, that I'm putting up. It's a series I've been doing of a young man here by the name of Kyle Sutherland that's in what's referred to as Valley Street. Are you guys familiar with
Valley, Valley Street? Is known as the worst jail in New Hampshire. People
Manchester?
Yeah, it's in Manchester. People have turned up dead in this particular jail, ostensibly at the hands of the jail guards. At least that's what I hear from people who've been on the inside there. It's a pretty bad kind of place, although some of the other jails in New Hampshire are pretty easy by comparison, from what I understand. I've been in two jails in New Hampshire so far, and luckily I've avoided going to Valley Street thus far. So I personally have not had experience with it. Why do you bring it up?
Oh, so basically, you know, I had been talking. When I went in, I didn't talk to inmates. I only talked to corrections officials.
You went into Cheshire County, though, right?
Yeah, just in Cheshire County. So yeah. When I talked to Cheshire County, they literally, at least three Cheshire County corrections officers told me, you do not want to go to Valley. Do you know, you guys know why? They have a 90 to 95% prison population exposure to COVID. So the likelihood of you catching this, what some people think to be fictitious disease, is terribly high. And what they've done is that they've now eliminated, like, so many privileges, so many rights. HIPAA's gone out the window. They're literally telling other inmates about inmates' personal history, you know, like their mental health history, their medical conditions, in front of other inmates. Like,
wow.
The rule book has gone out the window.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I imagine that they kept you in the booking area, right? Because you were only there for two nights.
Yeah, you've been there. It's just taking me in booking and right over to what they refer to as S block. My cell was 208. I was by myself.
Oh, they put you in S block. Okay, that's interesting. I figured they would keep you in booking the entire time. So normally in a jail situation, at least here in New Hampshire, if you're in there just for a few days, you're not going to get what they call processed. They're not going to put you through the procedure of trying to figure out whether or not you're a danger to the other inmates. They're just going to put you in by yourself, or you're going to be in booking with other inmates, but due to COVID, they're probably just doing it by yourself, and that's what they did. But likely the reason you didn't get books was because you weren't there long enough. I suspect if you were in for a longer period of time, you would have had access to the book cart.
Did they tell you it's due to COVID? Because that's really scary.
Yeah, I have to say, at least in my experience, I had a book.
Had
a book by Christopher Reeves. I don't know, you guys are familiar with the actor Christopher Reeves. He has a very, very good book called Nothing is Impossible, which all relates to his activism post-accident, you know, post...
Yeah, when he fell off the horse.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that kept me going, because the books that they have, folks, are the biggest load of garbage ever. Like, these are books that I would not wish on my own worst enemy, but they just don't care. But I got lucky. But in Valley Street, they don't have such privileges as this.
Oh, you're saying Valley Street doesn't have the books. Okay.
Yeah, Valley Street is a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you.
So sad.
Yeah, I'm glad that you had at least a book, even while you were there for just a couple of nights. It does make time go faster.
Yeah, the book was inspiring, and it was something that, you know, if you're in there to be rehabilitated, they should have books that are motivating.
Did they actually give you access to the book cart and you chose it, or was it they just brought you, like, three books and you only get to pick from one of like, a couple?
You basically, more like the latter, basically get a selection of about 15 titles in a milk cart, and they're all thrown in there like garbage.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight, Thomas?
Yes, sir. So the last thing is, I have to do a beer run in about 30 seconds. So I am continuing my little thing of, you know, I basically have my little own personal saga. But tomorrow, weather permitting, I will want to publicly admit that I could be guilty of conspiring to chalk.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing some photos and send them along when you get the chance. Thanks for the call, Thomas. I appreciate
Thank you, sir.
So 603-283-6160. Bonnie, let's pick up your story again here. The news is there's been a record level testing, a study of psilocybin, the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, on a large number, the largest number of depressed people. And what else do we need to know about it? It
says those who received the highest dose also experienced an average reduction on a measure of clinical depression, the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale, that was 6.6 points greater than those who took only 1 milligram of psilocybin.
Okay.
Other patients were given a 10 milligram dose, but there was not a statistically significant impact for those patients compared with the 1 milligram arm. Interesting. Everyone agrees that such a result, this is a quote, everyone agrees such a result hasn't been seen before in depression research, so we're incredibly happy with that result, says Lars Christian Wild, co-founder and president of Compass. Boris Heifetz, a neuroscience researcher at Stanford who studies psychedelics and was not part of the study, agreed the results are super promising. The effectiveness of psilocybin at 3 weeks, according to Compass's study, is roughly comparable to the effects of ketamine at 1 day, according to a smaller 2013 study. He added, which suggests the benefits of psilocybin hold up well over time.
Better than ketamine, apparently. Interesting.
We're still missing a lot of the detailed data, he added, but the summary results are pretty good news.
Does it mention at any point how large the study was? It talks about that it was the largest study done thus far on depressed people with mushrooms.
It says the study, which enrolled 233 patients at multiple sites across Europe and North America, is the most rigorous trial on psilocybin for treatment-resistant depression and adds considerable weight to earlier, smaller studies of the drug that were also promising. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted Compass Pathways' treatment breakthrough therapy designation, meaning the drug approval process will be accelerated if studies continue to show positive results. Compass is working towards starting a phase 3 trial next year. Current results suggest it'll likely use a 25 milligram dose, but Wild said that decision will be made following conversations with regulators.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the language about drug approval.
Yeah.
Like, what do we need? What is there going to be? Some sort of, is somebody going to patent psilocybin and try to control the marketplace on psilocybin? Because if so, that's really bad.
Interest groups working to try to patent psilocybin, and that's a horrible, horrible idea, and it's just against human nature.
How can you patent something that is...
Welcome to government.
It's a horrible idea, and it would be terrible for the people who have been using this medicine for generations and generations with their families. It would be horrible for the average person who's never tried it before personally and, you know, has to go through maybe a certified medical system to get it because it's patented by these bureaucrats. It's just the worst way to do it. Just decriminalize it. Make it available to all people.
That would be the best solution, and maybe we're going to see things like that happening here in New Hampshire. I know there is a bill specifically now. It's one of those bills that doesn't have a number yet. Like, there's not an official final number, but there is a bill that's being proposed for 2022 to decriminalize psilocybin. So
I hope it passes.
I definitely want to get behind it, for sure.
Yeah.
And if we can get those military veterans out, then, you know, it'll probably sail right through.
Yeah.
Because Republicans love themselves a military veteran, and so do the Democrats. So, like, I think that that would give it a real good chance. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com and we'll see you tomorrow.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.